Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Millions of people around the globe have been affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. It has impacted the IT network of multiple businesses, banking services, and international airlines worldwide. In India, check-in systems for IndiGo, Akasa, and SpiceJet airlines are down nationwide. The airlines across the globe reported that their check-in systems are experiencing a global outage since morning. They are currently collaborating with Microsoft to resolve the issue. The Mumbai airport has been the hardest hit, while the impact at Delhi airport remains minimal, with most disruptions occurring in Terminal 2. The outage also caused the grounding and cancellation of flights across the United States. The Supreme Court today agreed to examine the contours of Article 361 of the Constitution, which grants blanket immunity to governors from any kind of criminal prosecution. The top court's order came on a plea of former woman employee of West Bengal Raj Bhavan, who has alleged molestation by Governor C.V. Ananda Bose and her wrongful confinement by the officials there. The bench, comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, also issued a notice to the West Bengal government on the plea of their woman and granted her liberty to implead the Union of India in the petition filed under Article 32 of the Constitution. It also sought the assistance of Attorney General R. Venkataramani in dealing with the constitutional issue. In Uttar Pradesh, death toll mounted to 4 in Gonda rail accident. One person succumbed to injuries in a Lucknow hospital and another body was recovered from coach of the train today. The two other injured are in serious condition. As per information from railways, 21 coaches of the Dibrugarh-bound train derailed yesterday afternoon, in which 30 persons suffered injuries. The restoration of the Lucknow-Guwahati main rail route is going on footing. Meanwhile, trains have been diverted to other routes. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key aide of Khalistani terrorist Lagbir Singh Sandhu, alias Landa, in a major terror network case involving supply of deadly weapons. NIA arrested Baljit Singh, hailing from Badwani district of Madhya Pradesh, yesterday. According to the NIA, Baljit Singh was found to be a major weapons supplier to London's agents in Punjab. The weapons were used to carry out larger-scale terror activities, including extortion from businessmen and others. NIA investigations revealed that Baljit Singh had also proved weapons to Khalistani terrorist Satnam Singh Satta. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today inaugurated the second phase of Khelo India Rising Talent Identification Kirti initiative in New Delhi. The Kirti has been envisioned to develop an integrated talent identification architecture based on modern ICT tools and global best practices. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandaviya said Kirti project aims to find sports talent from cities, rural, tribal and Himalayan regions. The Kirti project aims to achieve 20 lakh assessments in 24-25 by onboarding all states. This is also in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to take sports to every child in the country through mass participation and ultimately achieve excellence through Khelo India's structured pyramidal programs. At least 7 pilgrims were killed and another 6 injured in an accident in Maharashtra's Jalna district yesterday evening. A speeding jeep carrying around 14 passengers lost control and plunged into an open well on the Jalna-Rajpur highway. In Bangladesh, death toll has reached 39 in the anti-quota protest. According to media reports, violence escalated in the country over protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. As a result of the unrest, television news channels in Bangladesh are off the air. Telecommunications have been disrupted and many newspaper websites and social media accounts are inactive. In the Women's Asia Cup Cricket T20, defending champions India will kick off their campaign against arch rivals Pakistan on the tournament's opening day in Dambulla, Sri Lanka this evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.